Blog Talk Radio.
Show scheduled for today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time willing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah, and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very important topic for you. We want to jump right in. We want to talk about success and problems. Excuse me. We want to talk about this marriage between these unwitting couples or dispositions. We are naturally designed for wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. We're going to be talking about that in the next series that starts on April the 2nd as we talk about this quantum fusion induction state. That's your natural vibratory rate. But we are, many of us, and I can especially speak for myself, we are committing adultery on our design because we're cheating on what doesn't make us shine. And so I need to stop doing that. We have to stop cheating on our design because that is not allowing us to shine. And so let's break this down by looking at the scriptures that talks about in James 4:4. And we want to use that as a backdrop or a background for our message today because many of us are unknowingly cheating on success with our problems. In other words, many of us are comfortable with our pain. I thought about this whole ordeal that I just went through with my tooth. And that kind of gave me the inspiration for today's message. Because as I talk to, you know, clients and I talk to saints and brothers and sisters, and I look at where we are and how we operate and what is allowing us to be and what's not allowing us to be. The reason we can't be A is because we are already being B. And so we have to ask ourselves, why are we comfortable being B when we are designed to be A? Well, many of us don't know how to be A because we've been being B for so long, we haven't seen A. So if I am employed as a carpenter, but I'm designed to be a mechanic, but I've been working on houses, but my gift is to work on cars. But I'm so comfortable with working on houses because I've been working on houses that I don't want to work on cars. But I'm designed, I'm gifted, I'm talented to work on cars, but I've been spending all my life working on houses. And many of us are unknowingly working on or inside, or we are friendship. We have developed a friendship with this world that makes us an enemy of our purpose. Many of us are cheating on success because we're hanging out with our problem. But our problem is comfortable. Our problem is not necessarily a problem by our definition. See, most of us we think of problems. It's kind of like all the stuff that I just went through with my, you know, with my tooth. It wasn't really a problem. It was just uncomfortable. But I got comfortable being uncomfortable because I got coping mechanisms called pain medication. And so everybody that's a part of the life management system, you have a book called Effective Coping Mechanisms. Many of us have coping mechanisms that allows us to cheat on success. And instead of dealing with, again, the things that limit our success, so we are cheating on success with things that limit our success. And it's really interesting as we think about it, as I thought about what made me comfortable being or living in pain. When we talk about, again, how success is available, that's our natural state. We are naturally designed. So when we look at this from a biblical perspective, friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God. And when we think about it, it's really interesting because it's not that friendship with the world is a bad thing. It just makes you an enemy of the good thing. In other words, the way that you think, the way that you are being right now doesn't allow you to be what you're designed to be. If you are being A, then you can't be B. Cheating on success. What do I mean by cheating on success? Many of us are cheating. We are committing adultery on success. But we're committing adultery on success with this harmonious arrangement that we call life. Now, remember, life interrupts your life. Living your life interrupts God's light. Because many of us have not been exposed to the light. We've only been exposed to living our life. So living life interrupts God's light. Now, that just simply means that there is a natural vibratory state that everybody are designed for. But we are comfortable being uncomfortable because we've been uncomfortable so long that we think being uncomfortable is better than being comfortable. I was in pain with this tooth thing for so long, I forgot what it was like to live without pain. I just automatically had a mindset because I had been in a situation, again, I know this is a stretch, but physically, it's the same thing works spiritually. Well, Doc, what do you mean? Well, if we look at James, it's really interesting because the wording is equivocal, means that it's equal to what's going on in our lives. So James 4:4 says, you are adulterous and adulteress. So notice that first it starts off by describing any time you maintain a mental disposition that goes against your God-given design, you are considered an adulterer. Now, what's interesting is the word adultery is really, really, really different from what we all have been taught. So I need to clear up something because a lot of people associate it, and rightfully so, because we live in a world that is very, very sexually oriented. So when I think about adultery, I think about sex. I don't think about the word adulterated. Now, the word, if you find something weak, if you find some type of food and it has been adulterated, that means that it's not made or grown naturally. It's called unnatural. So in the original text, when we look up this word, the original word for it is with adultery.
Morhas.
So the word morhas, it means that it's an what they call a apostate or a paramour, paramour. That means that it is not growing the way it's designed to grow. It's not going in the direction that it's designed to go in. That's what it means. Now, could it mean the other adultery, the sexual connotation? Sure. But it has to do with being unfaithful towards your giftedness or your design. And so when we're talking about this, now the light starts to come on. So if you are not being who God has designed and gifted you to be, if you are being fake, if you're not being real, if you're not being open, if you're not being honest, if you're not being transparent, if you don't have integrity, if you don't have loyalty, if you don't have trust to your design, to your purpose, to the person that gave you that purpose, and to the place that the purpose is designed to operate in. Now, I know very few people on this earth that fits that definition. I know a lot of people who have pledged allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God. It ain't got nothing to do with your purpose. You just blindly pledging because it does something. What does it do? Now, this is very tough. Notice the scripture says, ye adulterers and adulteress, male and female. It's interesting that one word is masculine and the other word is feminine. It represents duality. So regardless of whether you, it's the same tree, but it's two types of fruit. One's masculine, one's feminine. Yin, yang, up, down, left, right. It is still a harmonious arrangement. And so when we talk about this, it is addressing the masculine and the feminine, or is addressing duality. That's why I always talk about singularity. I always talk about becoming a single standing column. That means you got singleness of mind. That means that you got crystal clear focus. That means that you got one goal and you got one target. That means that the quality of your intention. Now, everything starts mentally first. Before, I'm not talking about nothing physical. I'm talking about mental. What is the quality of your mental state? What is your mindset? What is your mental disposition? How can you be mentally sharp or mentally one or have mental clarity when you don't understand the 12 cranial nerves or the 12 attributes that make up you? So in the quantum state, I'm going to be breaking that down. How the 12, it's called the circle of Willis inside of your brain, and it's called, again, the zodiac sign in the stars because you got 12 months. Now, the reason why this is important is because this is called harmony. This is called oneness. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. So it says, ye adulterers and adulteress, know ye not that friendship. So this is the problem, friendship. You can't have friendship with this world. The world represents your problem. God represents your success. So today and every day, we have a conundrum. Now, the word friendship is an interesting word. When we look at the word friendship in the original text, it pulls up an interesting Greek word that we've heard before.
5384, philos. Philos.
Philos. So it's one of the types of love. Philos. Now, it means fond, it means associate, it means familiar. Now, remember we talked about the word familiar, which is the word, it's spelled F-A-M-I-L-I-A-R. F-A-M-I-L, the Y is silent. That's the word family. Then L-I-A-R is the word liar. It's a family liar. It is that curse that's been passed down from generation to generation. You're very associative. You have that disposition. That prevents you from being successful. I call that your negative habit pattern. Everybody got a plethora of them. But there's one. There's one ruling disposition. That's the viceroy. That's that ruling disposition that your daddy got, his daddy got. You know, maybe your mama, it's in your family. Everybody has a familiar spirit. Everybody has that family spirit that you're friendly. It is one that is a companion. It is something that's so close to you that it's like a friend. It is something that is really, really, really associated with you. And you have to look really, really deep to find it. I know in my family is that every, you know, we, I come from a family of covert operators. We'll all be great detectives. In my family, nobody knows what nobody's doing. Everybody's real secretive. Generational. It's been passed down from generation. Friendship with that doesn't allow me to be and to operate inside of my God-given design. So, but the definition of the word friendship simply means fond. It means familiar with. But let's go deeper with this familiarity, because that is what is preventing you from being successful. Now, you have to really, really, really be open and honest today, because in order to be successful, it requires authenticity. See, your frequency, you can't fake. Like, when I meet somebody, I get a vibe. I don't care how much they say, hey, Brother Will, I like you, dog. You my homie. Man, it's me and you till the end. But I got this bad vibe. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it, but something's off. No, brother, I'm with you, dog. Y'all know those people. Something's off. You can't put your finger on it, but something's off. Their vibe is off. That's what the Bible says. Know no man by the flesh. You're supposed to know everybody by their signature, their spiritual signature. You have to stop cheating on your spiritual signature with your flesh. Stop cheating on success with your problem. See, we are comfortable being uncomfortable. Stop being uncomfortable and start being comfortable. Friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God. Friendship with your problem makes you an enemy with your success. Success comes from when you let go of the familiarity and the comfort. So the two words, it means to actively be fond of and to actively bond. Emphasis on the word actively. See, right now you are actively fond. You are actively engaged. Okay, but well, what are we actively fond of? I'm out here grinding, man. I'm out here fulfilling my dream, following my destiny. I don't have time to play around. Well, there's another Greek word where we get this English word for friendship.
Strong's G, 5373. Philia. Philia.
So philia. So philia is where we get the word fondness. So philia, again, takes it as active fondness. So it's like you're actively finding something. So notice that it's active, though. Notice that it's an active pursuit of fondness to what? Well, James 4:4 says, you adulterers and adulterers, know you not that friendship with this world, or friendship of the world. So it's the world. Now, the world is interesting because the world, as I've been saying for 25 years, is an unauthorized production. Now, the Father could shut it down, but he allows it to exist. Why? Everything on this earth is a test to see if you're going to do what the Bible says. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. So everybody, you're in a test. You didn't know it, so if you didn't know it, let me be the first to tell you, when you woke up this morning, everything you've been doing, you've been graded upon. This is a school. This is a school of God, and you are in training. And if you are a friend of the world, then you're passing the test. Because friendship with this world makes you is enmity with God. So what's the world? So whatever that definition is, that's the thing that we need to be concerned about. Now, the definition of the English word world in the Greek...
Cosmos.
So the word cosmos, it means harmonious arrangement, constitution, order, or government. Now, I don't know about you, but we got this thing called a constitution, and we got this thing called government. So it has to do with the circle or the world, the universe. It's the ungodly multitude. So if you are fond, if you are actively fond, it's just not fond. This business is active. You better actively go out to not be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a great relationship. actively. Now, the problem is most of us are unknowingly active. Like, see, I was unknowingly destroying my teeth when I was eating non-organic trail mix for the last 25 years. I didn't know. I didn't know nothing about phytic acid. I knew nothing about it. But I found out. So I was in a harmonious relationship. And I was doing things that was destroying my design, the design and the integrity of the enamel of my tooth, because I was engaged in something. I remember the Bible says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. So the only reason that you're not wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a great relationship is a lack of knowledge. So my job and your job is to engage in action or energetic work. That's the word actively. Now, remember, we are actively fond. Actively means that we are engaged. It's a mental state. It means being in a mental state that engages or causes action. That means that you have a thought that produces a feeling that leads to an action. That is active. So you are actively fond. Now, the word fond has to do with the word, you know, loving or excessively overindulging in something. Excessive. So it's excessive overindulgence. So you are actively, now most of us are unknowingly. I don't know anybody that wakes up in the morning with an agenda to go out and hurt, harm, or defraud anybody. Most people, again, it's by accident. They don't just wake up and go out and do it. So we are unknowingly cheating on success, unknowingly. So now I want to make you aware of it so you can stop cheating on success. So we are cheating on success. And the reason or the way that we, and how do you know you're cheating on success? Because you're not operating according to your God-given design, meaning that you're not putting money in your bank account by waking up and breathing. That means you're putting forth effort. You are actively fond of this harmonious arrangement. It's called life, or what you call your current habit pattern. So your current habit pattern may not be negative. It's just not original. Now, let me make sure you understand, because there was nothing negative with me eating trail mix that released certain chemicals inside of my mouth that demineralized my teeth. And it did not allow four important minerals to be absorbed. One, zinc, calcium, magnesium, and iron. But notice I did not purposely engage in it. So I was cheating on the design that causes me not to shine, at least from a dental perspective. And I continued doing it unknowingly. So I was cheating on healthy teeth with an unhealthy diet or with an unhealthy eating habit in that one particular area. So the same thing is applying to your design when it comes to wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships. Now, it is a natural state for you to be healthy, wealthy, wise, and in a great relationship, natural. And you should not, I'm not saying it's not going to take no work. I'm just saying that the work is going to be what we're going to describe here in just a second. But right now, we are actively fond of this harmonious arrangement. So the question that I'm asking you today is, why are you actively fond of this harmonious arrangement? We call it, the Greek calls it cosmos. Notice it is harmonious. Notice it is a harmonious arrangement, constitution, order, or government. Notice it is the arrangement, it's in First Peter it says, it is the arrangement or the arrangement of the stars or the inhabitants of the earth. Now, that's very interesting because we talk about stars because stars are a guide. So, in other words, it is the misinterpretation of the stars that is misguiding us, because the stars is given to us for a sign and for a season. So if I misinterpret the stars, numerology, the stuff that I do, I miss and I create a harmonious arrangement. Notice it is a familiar, meaning family liar, meaning it's not my design. It was somebody else's in my family. Maybe it was one of my ancestors. So I go and I consult my ancestors. I called upon my ancestors. I get my ancestors' design, but it's not mine. Even in the movie Black Panther, when old boy calls up his ancestors and he gets into this confrontation with his father because the father made a decision to reject his brother's son, who grew up and burned down and tried to destroy the village because the village didn't embrace him. But what if the king, T'Challa, had his own vision? He didn't have a familiar vision. What if he, King T'Challa, which he did toward the end of the movie, oscillating and vibrating in his own design? Not a familiar spirit. Now, God, the Bible has a lot to say about conjuring up. Remember King Solomon, Saul, and the witch of Endor? That's called necromancy. We're not supposed to do that. That's the unauthorized use of the stars. That's the harmonious arrangement that allows you to cheat on success with this harmonious arrangement. But notice that it is harmonious. That's how the enemy got me. That's how he finally is going to get you. Now, the word cosmos has an underlining Greek word. Now, the underlining Greek word for the English word cosmos.
2865, kamizo. Kamizo.
Kamizo. So the word kamizo means to care of. It means take care, provide for. Ooh. It means to receive, obtain. So let me ask you a question. To take care for, take care of, provide for. This one is a tough one. So in order for you not to be successful, now remember, the definition of the word success has nothing to do with money, health, wealth, or wisdom. That is the icing on the cake. Success has to do with the person, place, and position. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. True success is when you find your God-ordained position. It's called purpose. I call it Dia Kanea, destiny. That gives you something called a relationship with this person, whom we call Yahuwah and Yahushua. And that takes you to this place of singleness that we call the kingdom of God. Those three P's activate the single or the other 12 P's, where we get into power, process, principles, procedures, product, prosperity, and all of the other P's. But they all start with purpose. So the thing that takes you away from purpose is trying to be God. Trying to take care of somebody you're not supposed to take care of. Take care of something. Maybe you like to serve. And you want to serve everybody. Now, there's nothing wrong with serving. But God called you to serve Ebenezer Baptist Church. But you want to serve Ebenezer Baptist Church, you want to serve the Methodist Church, and you want to serve the Lutheran Church. Or you're supposed to serve, but you don't want to serve. You get somebody else to serve and take care of you. You just sit at home and eat Captain Crunch cereal and watch cartoons. Let me make sure you understand how smooth and cunning the enemy gets you to cheat on your design so that way you can't shine. You're cheating on success. You're committing adultery on your design because you're settling not to shine. I'm not talking about doing anything physically. I'm talking about maintaining a ruling disposition mentally. Friendship with this world. Being actively fond of a harmonious arrangement where you take care of other people or other people take care of you. That my brother. That, my sister, is spiritual adultery. Now, let me break it down a little deeper, you know, because everybody got their little mojito and a little mojitoette that they want to take care of. But when little Johnny grows up and he's, you know, 19, 20, 21, it might be time for little Johnny to go. Now, I know this is very difficult because we have a hard time, but I need to keep it real with you, brothers and sisters, because your success depends upon it. Now, success means authenticity. It means you wake up in the morning and you are so profoundly clear that you have no question whatsoever what you're supposed to be doing. And that clarity produces something called confidence. That confidence produces something called certainty. And that certainty, because you are a single standing column of waves that have collapsed, and those 12 cranial nerves now come together as one, and your left brain and your right brain is one brain, and you got whole brain thinking. You've activated your crown chakra or the neocortex. N-E-O, turn the letters around, you got O-N-E, one. Hero Israel, the Lord your God is one. The enemy doesn't want you to be one. He wants you to be bipolar. He wants you to walk around with two minds. Now, the Bible says something about that. It says that a double-minded man will not receive anything. That's why you're not successful. Too many minds. But why do we get those too many minds? Because we're caring too much for other people, or we're allowing other people to care too much for us. Now, there's nothing wrong with care, but care is now being weaponized. Now, everybody has the right. I saw something where they were thinking about passing laws were making pedophilia okay. They care about little boys, even though they're in their 40s and 50s. They're fond. Notice the definition of the word that leads to destruction. Actively fond. So my question to you today, my brother, my question to you today, my sister, what are you actively fond of? What harmonious arrangement have you embraced instead of your design? Notice there's nothing wrong with it. Notice everything is great. Notice you're going to be happy. You're going to wake up every day. Everything's going to be good. But it's not your design. Now, what if you don't know your design? Then you can't shine. If you don't know your design, unfortunately, you have to be a friend of the world. Why? Somebody got to take care of you. The world has to take care of you because you can't take care of yourself. Why can't we take care of ourselves? Because we don't have something called dunamis power. Now, remember, where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. That means where purpose is not known, people cast off restraint. That means you don't have the ability to exercise something called self-control. So it means to take care of, to provide for. It means to carry away in order to care for, to preserve it, to carry it off. Now, notice these words are benevolent words. They're not bad. There's nothing wrong with caring for others and also having them care for you, right? That's the harmonious arrangement or the constitution. So the enemy, like it says in the Bible, that he's the most cunning of all of God's creation. So James 4:4 says, you adulterers and adulteress. The first question you could ask yourself, why is he calling us an adulterer and adulteress? Why can we can't be saints? Notice that anybody that's in this characteristic, that's in this environment, what environment? An environment where you are a fond friendship of the world harmonious arrangement. Where you are fond of caring, and you are fond of being cared for, that makes you an enemy of God. Why? Isn't God about caring? See, the enemy, he was born at night. He wasn't born last night. He's weaponized care. Care is a weapon now. So no matter whether you are caring for somebody or whether somebody's caring for you, it's keeping you from caring for God. Because everybody's a single standing column. But if you're caring for them, they can't stand because you're their God. You are playing God. You are in the way because you are prohibiting them from going through life, experiencing the hard knocks of life, and figuring it out for themselves. It says, know ye not, friendship of the world is enmity with God. So what is this word enmity? So if you care for somebody or somebody cares for you, now I know what you're thinking. You should be thinking, hold up, Brother Will. People, I'm in a relationship. I'm married. My wife cares for me. I care for my wife. I'm involved in, you know, my church. They care. I'm involved in this activity. That what's wrong with caring for people, brother? I got brothers and sisters that care for me. Are you saying that we're not going to care for each other? We're not supposed to do this stuff? Now, y'all know what I'm saying. What am I saying? When you know that you're a leech, when you know that you have something called misplaced dependencies and unrealistic expectations, you know when you're doing too much. You know when you cripple your children. And you know when you're crippling your spouse, or you know when you are a doormat at the church, or you know when you're a doormat in life in general. When you walk into life because you are afraid, you know when you walk through something. I'm not a fan of something, but if I walk into a grocery store, somebody bumps my shoulder and they stop and they look at me, and they mean of me, and they look at me like, Negro, what's going on? Watch out. There's no remorse. There's no like, oh, excuse me. It's just he's looking at me like I'm the inconvenience. Now, I'm not going to down my head and say, oh, excuse me. Now, I'm going to look the dude in the eye and say, yo, man, you got a problem. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a mental disposition. I don't look for problems. I don't look for trouble. But if they show up, we're going to handle it. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about having a mental disposition that says, yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I don't fear no evil. I'm talking about having a mental disposition that you ain't dependent upon the government or welfare or a handout, that you are a freaking creator, that if you got a bill and it needs to be paid, you're going to figure out how to pay it. Now, it's okay with borrowing money, getting a loan, and all that good shit sometime, but there has to come a place and a time where you become a single standing column of wave for many. You can put your big boy drawers on or your big girl panties on, and if you got a bill, you figure out how to pay it. You don't call your mama and ask to borrow money. That's what I'm talking about. Now, I know you got to start. If you're in your early 20s, even if you're in your early 30s, this message is probably not for you. I'm talking about old Negroes like me. There comes a day and a time where you have to stand on your old 2 feet. Now, there should be somebody, especially if you like me and my wife, we're supposed to be standing together. We're one. That's what we do. My wife got my back. I got her back. We are single, standing, common, waveform, energy. Together, the two shall become one. That's the plan. The enemy's job is to make sure that the two both become one. How can two heads lead one horse? So me and my wife got to be smart. And everybody that's in a relationship, you got to be smarter than the enemy. That's the only way to keep you from shining. The enemy has to have you to have DI vision. DI vision. DI means two. Two visions. A double-minded man will not receive anything from God. But let me tell you how smooth this is. Let me tell you how exasperating this is. So the enemy, the word enmity comes from the Greek word.
G-2189. Extra. Extra.
Ephra, Ephra. That means the implication or reason for opposition. So, reason for opposition. Now, let me make sure you understand this. So, the only way you're not successful is that you are caring for someone or someone is caring for you in a manner that is debilitating for your design, meaning it is a harmonious arrangement, meaning that you know in your heart you're not putting forth the same amount of effort. You're not putting in, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. You know, you got everybody fooled, but you can't fool God. You know, you're just kind of passing time. And so the scripture says something about that. It talks about that this is, what is the reason? It says it is a reason for opposition. Now, opposition is an interesting word, like the word actively fond. Notice it has to be actively fond. All of this starts with you being actively fond of something that you're not actively desiring. That's where everything starts. Everything starts with you got an IDEA. The L shows up. His name is Lucifer, and now you get an IDEAL. Now, you already got a purpose. You already got a design. You already got an idea, IDEA. But now you got another IDO, ADEAL. Now, you already got God, G-O-D, but you want gold, G-O-L-D. You already got the word, W-O-R-D, but you want the world, W-O-R-L-D. So every time the L shows up, you have a reason for opposition. Now, the word opposition, it means the act of opposing, resisting, combating. Ooh, let me say that again. It is the physical act. Now, remember, the physical act starts with the mental disposition. You are actively opposing. What are we actively opposing for the will? Your design. But you mean to me, you pay me, you join the life optimization course to find your purpose, and you are actively opposing me. Why don't you hire me to help you find your purpose? You paid me to give you your Dale Kinnear report, and I gave you your life optimization circle. We're getting ready to do the quantum induction state. Well, we're going to go through the four letters that and the 12 numbers that match up exactly with the 12 cranial nerves inside of your head that activate your DNA, because they've scientifically proven that DNA begins as a wave, not a molecule. And so I'm going to show you how each number represents a letter that represents a wave. So one strand of your DNA condenses and contains enough information to clone your entire human body, according to science. So I'm going to break down using your DNA how DNA allows us to understand God. DNA, not your molecules, the waves, you got 12 of them that are represented inside of those 12 numbers that I gave you on your chart that's inside of your Dale Kinnear report that we talk about doing our one-on-ones, and you just like, Brother Will, why you keep repeating that, dog? Because that's the only way that you get out of being opposing God by knowing God. You are opposing God because you don't know him. You think he's this old dude sitting in the sky that you fall down and worship. You don't understand that God put himself inside of you and inside of us. We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ. It's the pulsating wave. It's a pulse. It's a photon. Scientists have proven, as I will prove, that this wave is an invisible genetic information that creates a microscopic gravitational force that pulls atoms and molecules around it to construct it. Oh, man, Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. What I just said in English means the wave of God is holding together the molecules of man. That's why we sing and we give him praise and glory and honor. Because when we sing his praises, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. But if you're looking for God out there, and you don't know that God is already in here, waiting for you to come boldly to the throne of grace, DNA begins as a quantum wave, not as a molecule. There is a gravitational force. Scientists don't even know what it is. They don't even know how phantom DNA automatically doesn't need materials. It just out of thin air manifests itself. The only thing that's required, attachment to design. The quality of your intention. So you mean to tell me, brothers and sisters, you don't know who you are. You're not maintaining a ruling disposition. People tell me all the time about their problems. And it's very difficult because your inside revelation should override any outside demonstration. Stop cheating on your inside revelation with outside demonstration. Stop cheating. You're committing adultery on yourself by paying attention to someone else. You're cheating on yourself by paying too much attention to somebody else. I love my neighbors. I love everybody around me. But I know that there's no one that's more important on this earth for me than me. Because God designed me to love my neighbor as I love myself. If I don't love myself, I can't love my neighbor. So the enemy wants me to be more fond. He wants me to be actively fond of somebody else at the expense of myself. That's how I'm committing adultery on my design. And so are you. You're pimping. You've been pimped by the enemy, by making you actively fond of allowing somebody to take care of you, or are you trying to take care of somebody else? There's nothing wrong with helping people. There's nothing wrong with loving people. Don't get it twisted. Don't think that the enemy, now remember, it's not what I say, it's what you interpret. I talk to people all the time. It breaks my heart because people will tell me, Brother Will, you said this on your show. Or you said that on your show. The only thing that matters is when I talk, how do you feel? Whatever you feel, the next question should be, why do you feel it? Every time the Bible says we should bring every thought into captivity. Why? Because that thought that you are feeling is causing intimacy. It is opposing your desire. This word, enmity, is the reason that you are fighting God. What is the reason that you're fighting God? Well, let's go a little further. There's another Greek word that mentions the English word enmity.
21:90. Echthras. Echthras.
Echthras. It means opposing God in mind. Now, the first word meant opposition. This word means opposing in mind. This word means enemy or foe. But it has to do with the hostility that comes from adversity or enthros, or ekthros, E-C-H-T-H-R-O-S, a Greek word, which means the adversary or the enemy that is in your mind that is opposing God's design. There's an enemy in your mind that is opposing God's design. That's what enmity means. So when I talk, there's something in your mind that opposes. It means to hate, to be hostile. So I say something, it makes you hostile. But why are you hostile? Because you want to care or you want to be cared for. Now, let me be crystal clear because everybody perceives things differently. So I can say something, and your body is going to make you feel something. Whatever you're feeling, that's the enemy. I don't care how good or bad it is. How do I know it's the enemy? Because it's not attached to your design. How do I know? Because you don't even know what your design is. How do you know? Because we're getting ready to break it down in the next series. How many classes you've taken, how much you read your Dear Community Report, no matter what you've done, you haven't arranged with your God-given design. No matter how much money you make, no matter how healthy you are, no matter how great of a relationship you are in, no matter what you're doing, you're still cheating on success with your problems. How do I know? Because you got problems. Nobody don't got the problems. Everybody on earth got problems. That's why you're here. When you ain't got no more problems, when you figure this business out, you transfigure up out of chump. That means you're going on to glory. You graduate. This is a school. This is a learning process. You're here to learn. What are you supposed to learn? You're here to learn how to become a single standing column of wave form energy. You're here to learn how to be a responsible creator. You're here to learn how to vibrate and don't let outside shiziness affect your inside revelation. Inside revelation overrides outside demonstration. That's why you are here. But there is a order. There is a organization. There is a arrangement. There is a systematic harmony. There is something called institutionalized racism that is designed, though, to knock you out. The system, this harmonious arrangement that we call the world, is designed to get you to cheat on your design. How? By you being fond of it. You are actively fond of stuff in this world. What stuff? Hugging trees, saving wells, you know, I don't know. What are you for? Well, Brother Will, I mean, racism is wrong, brother. Yes, I do too. You ain't going to see me marketing or picketing. Why? I am not designed to be a professional marcher. I'm sorry, that's not why I'm on the planet. Well, Brother Will, how can you just turn your back to the evils of this world, brother? Because that's not my design. But what I am designed to do is expose error with truth. That's what I'm designed to do. That's what you'll find my black ass doing every day, all day, 24/7, 365. Why? Anything else that I do, it opposes my design. So the enemy is smarter than us. He knows you got a big heart. He knows you want to save people. He knows you want to love people. He knows that you are designed because God designed you that way. But he's using your design to keeping you from shine. Because that thought that makes you feel when you see an atrocity, when we see black folks getting beat down by cops every day, and the cops get promoted, in fact. They don't even go to sergeant. They have hearings no more. They just go in and get their badge, and they get promoted. They go from sergeant to lieutenant. They shoot a black man in the back. Next thing you know, that fool's a captain. He's running the police department. I mean, they've done the research. Most of the congressmen are ex-KKK members. We live in a whack system. Why? It's designed like that to pull on my chi and my prana to get me to look and to take my intention and change it. My intention is to expose error. But I see all of this atrocity and I say, man, that's wrong, man. I need to do something. And then somebody says, hey, brother, that's right, brother. You need to do something, brother. What are you going to do? Then God forbid it happens in my house. What if it's personal? What if it's my child? I got to respond, brother. I got to react. So whatever you react to, you enact to. Re means to return. Act means drama or play. Harmonious arrangement. Friendship with this harmonious arrangement. But Brother Will, you don't understand, brother. The devil is a lie. I cannot let it go. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve. There was a lot of things Jesus did. Jesus stepped over 1,000 to heal the one. He had crystal clear purpose. He came here to do one thing. And in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, Father, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? Then he even thought, man, this is whack. I don't know if I can do this. But then he had another thought that says, nevertheless, not my will, but his will be done. So brothers and sisters, we all have to, number one, before we can do anything, what is success? You cheating on somebody, you don't even know who you're cheating on. It's like being married, you don't even know you're married. So we all are designed for something, but we don't know what it's designed for. So we're just doing a bunch of what? Stuff. Y'all know my story, 68 different jobs, 24, 5, 6 different businesses. Moved 25 times. In a 20-year marriage, no purpose. Well, purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. So the only thing that I teach, the only thing I'm involved about, the only thing that I want to talk about is purpose. Why? That's my design. What's yours? Friendship with your non-design makes you in opposition to God. You are opposing God because you're not being who he designed you to be. Stop cheating with the cares of this world. Now, the Bible talks about the cares of this world, the pride of life. Now, what's interesting is that, no, but people, we read that scripture all the time, and we never really, 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 really break it down. The Bible says in James, you know, because James 4:1, where I got James 4:4, it starts off by saying, from whence come wars and fighting among you? So James 4:1, telling us the solution. This is the solution to every problem that you got. From whence come wars and fighting among you? So all of your problems, where do they come from? I guarantee you, every problem that you got in your life comes from a concern. I guarantee you. I guarantee you. Every problem, every war among you comes from you. You have a thought. I guarantee you. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. Everything that's going on in your life is because you had a thought. You driving alone and you saw something, you had a thought. You're like, man, that's kind of messed up. You pulled over and decided that, hey, I need to investigate. Or you had another thought that says, hey, my problem, dog, I'm keep driving. Ooh, you stand up. From whence come wars and fighting among you? Come they not hence? Even of your lust that war in your members, meaning thoughts in your own head. Every problem you got, you create. Now, I know that's tough, especially when I see some of the stuff going on. That one video where the cop sitting on top of this old black lady, and he was just beating her, just bam, bam, bam. That's tough. So she ordered that? It's tough, right? I'm supposed to ignore that? James 4:2 says this, ye lust, ye kill, and desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. What is the quality of your intention? What is the quality of your intention? What is the quality of your intention? We have not because we can. How the way that you order is how you intend. What is your intentions? I woke up this morning with the intention of being authentic, being real. I woke up this morning with the intention of being who God has designed me to become a single standing column of waveform. I woke up this morning to be so close to God that people confuse me with God. That's how I woke up this morning with my intention. I woke up this morning with the intention to be love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control, because against such things there is no law. That is my intention. Ye lust, I woke up this morning with no lust. And you have not, I woke up this morning saying that God has already given me everything that I need for life and godliness. You desire to have, I woke up this morning and said, I don't desire. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to disappoint anybody, but I damn sure ain't nobody's damn doormat. I damn sure ain't going to be disrespected. I have worth and value. So do you. I ain't nobody's boy. Neither are you. You are made in the image and likeness of God. You are a royal priest. You are a holy nation. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. All who rise up against you shall fall. James 4:3 says, ye ask and ye receive not, because ye ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust, ye adulterers and adulteress. So anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, that you are asking for something, you're after something, you're not being something. I am. I'm not trying to be no freaking master teacher. Thursday. I am. I was born one. I ain't go to no school. I don't need no damn classes. I don't need no freaking education. I don't need none of the worldly bullshit to be who God has designed and gifted me to be. Neither do you. Stop your vain searching. Stop trying so hard. Just be. If being you ain't good enough for somebody or something or some place or some job, then that's their loss. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are the apple of God's eye. I see your worth and your value. I see your ability. I see your shine way up from here. I just want you to stop limiting yourself. I just want you to stop limiting yourself. Why are you comfortable being so uncomfortable? Why are you so comfortable being so uncomfortable? Why? Attach yourself to your God-given design, and you are guaranteed to shine. Guaranteed. I don't make the guarantee. God honors his word above his own name, the one that I serve. His word cannot return void. So let me be crystal clear as I close. I don't jump through hoops. I was born saved. God knew me in my mother's womb. He predestined me. I'm not no freaking Calvinist, but one thing I like about John Calvin, he understood of the 5 points of Calvinist, that's one that you need to understand. It's the U in the word tulip, T-U-L-I-P. Each letter stands for one of the 5 points of John Calvin. You never heard of Calvin? You might want to look it up. One is irresistible or unresistible grace. God's riches at Christ's expense. See, I tested the theory. I already tested it out, man. I came from a dark place with a lot of pain and a lot of hurt and a lot of anger. I didn't understand. I couldn't wrap my brain around the adversity that I experienced as a kid walking the streets of Richmond at 13. I couldn't understand why my mother died when I was little. I couldn't understand it, man. I couldn't understand it. I couldn't understand why my father didn't love me. I couldn't understand it. And years I prayed for death. And I asked God, why me? Why me? Many nights going to bed hungry as a kid. I don't know if you know what it feels like. All of that was preparing me for this. So when I look the devil in the eye, I don't have no fear. My relationship with God is not conditional. It ain't based on how much I tithe. It ain't based upon if I got a big car or a nice suit. It ain't based upon how many times I pray and don't pray or fast or don't fast. Based upon grace, God's riches at Christ's expense. It's my prayer that you have the same God that I got. Because that God is God. Brothers and sisters, stop cheating on success with your problems. Your problems are not problems. Your problems are paying you very well. Friendship with this world makes you fondly opposed to your design, what I call your dear canary or your purpose. The only way to shine is to operate in your God-given design. And it is my prayer that you fall in love with being you. Don't allow anybody to take care of you, and you shouldn't take care of anybody else. Meaning that somebody is sucking the energy out of you or something. You're putting a lot of energy in and you ain't getting nothing out. I put a lot of energy into what I do. I've been up since, I couldn't sleep last night. I've been up since like 2:33. Went upstairs, started taking a nap, couldn't do it. Wide awake. Been talking for way more than an hour. And can continue to talk. Why? The more energy I put in, the more energy I get out. Because I'm in a relationship with God. And God is faithful. It's my prayer that you have that relationship with God as well. That's called purpose. My brothers and my sisters, again, the series starts on April the 2nd. How you find purpose. I'm going to break it down using physics and the Bible. So that way you are crystal clear. April the 2nd, for members of the Life Management Team, it's only $25. For everybody else, early registration is $50. After March the 30th, registration is $100. Just go to the website at masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation so you can join us as we reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify your God-given design. So, brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. And once you get your wealth, you can start to wake others. Stop fighting for yourself and pick up your throne. Don't let them get the peace, pick up your home. Cause something in the peace to make them so cold. So I'ma hit them all when they get low. I'll be on your floor with my bitches low. I'll be pulling all these cars with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just fuck with love. They just wanna get me the most because they know they're but still they're not dealing with this stuff, they probably need a hug. Want to hit him with the shoot, keep it on the rug, yeah. So deal with it, still too high behind the wall. Condition is the nature's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate the gimmick. So she can expect to get some breaks, we can keep a feeling. Do it for yourself, you're the day one. 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 Do it for yourself, you're the day one.